Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. After a protracted battle that put the nation's AAA credit rating at risk, the debt ceiling bill was signed into law yesterday. Investors everywhere breathed a sigh of relief. But why then did stocks tumble? Could it be the nation's economic problems are deeper and more complicated than just the debt ceiling? What is it? What is the underlying issue, the one thing that's making the economy stagnate? Somehow I get the feeling it might involve jobs.
Jobs, 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 jobs.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, August 3rd. John Hockenberry is out this morning. Let's take the news. Take a look at the top of the news this morning, and it's an unprecedented moment in the Arab world.
In the name of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate, in the name of right and justice, this session is open.
The trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is now underway in Cairo. In a makeshift courtroom, Mubarak is lying on a hospital bed inside a cage of mesh and iron bars. The man who ruled Egypt with unquestioned power for nearly three decades faces the death penalty on charges of corruption and ordering the killing of hundreds of protesters during the uprising against him. From inside the cage, Mubarak looks frail but has pleaded not guilty.
All these accusations, I deny them all. I have not committed any such crimes.
Mubarak is on trial with his two sons, his former interior minister, and six senior police officers. Security is extremely tight outside Cairo's police academy where the trial is being held. It's being broadcast live around the world. And this is also Egyptians' first look at their former president since he was ousted in February. For many, it's a surreal moment.
I'm so scared that they will say there's a lack of evidence or whatever it is, and he wouldn't be put in jail. That's the scariest part. That's the worst-case scenario for me.
The BBC's John Lyne is outside the courthouse where crowds are watching the trial on a giant screen.
This is the moment almost no one in Egypt expected. Former president finally in the dock alongside his two sons, and there will cheers and wolf whistles from the crowd of opposition supporters here as they watch the big screen just behind me when they finally saw those defendants appear in the dock. So absolute amazement here, and it's actually silenced the protesters.
This is the first time a modern Mideast leader has been put on trial fully by his own people. The debt ceiling has been raised, but for all intents and purposes, this is only just halftime in the broader game. The focus now turns to a special committee that has to come up with another $1.5 trillion in cuts. President Obama once again called for a balanced approach.
And it means getting rid of taxpayer subsidies to oil and gas companies and tax loopholes that help billionaires pay a lower tax rate than teachers and nurses.
In the meantime, the U.S. will not lose its AAA credit rating, but Moody's has changed its outlook to negative. Congress has left for its summer recess, and they did it without ending the shutdown at the FAA. That means 4,000 furloughed workers and 70,000 or some construction workers will be idle until at least Labor Day. That shutdown is expected to cost the government more than $1 billion in uncollected taxes. And it's been the largest series of cyber attacks in history, according to reports. Security company McAfee says it's uncovered the infiltration of more than 70 corporations and government agencies like the United Nations, U.S. defense firms, and the Associated Press, And McAfee says evidence points to China as the origin of those hacks. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are up, though. The Dow will start at 11,866, the S&P at 1,254, and the NASDAQ at 2,292. Coming up later this hour, we're going to take a look at the drought and the famine crisis in Somalia. They say that a drought is caused by nature, but only politics can cause a famine. And in Somalia, that may actually be the case. We'll talk later this hour. First, though, the debt ceiling deal passed in Congress, but the economy not happy about it. Markets tumbled for the eighth day in a row yesterday, and this Friday's jobs report is not expected to look good. We're going to try to unscramble our economic future in just a few minutes.